Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, NPR's roundtable podcast about what we are watching and reading and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See. I'm here in the studio with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Well, Stephen and I are in the studio today to remember a figure in comedy and radio that I know was a favorite of Stephen's. You want to talk a little bit about Stan Freberg, Stephen?
Yeah, Stan Freberg died Tuesday. He was 88. And Freberg was, among other things, kind of the father of pop music satire. Mm-hmm. You had Spike Jonze, not the director, the original Spike Jonze, who did song parodies. But Stan Freberg did comedy about the style of pop music in a way that was enormously influential to, among other people, Weird Al Yankovic.
That's who I saw on Twitter that Freberg had died. He spoke about him as a
hero. And that's who you want to tell you that Stan Freberg has died.
Mm-hmm.
And Weird Al actually worked with Freberg when Weird Al had like a Saturday morning, a short-lived Saturday morning kids show. He had Freberg, who was his idol, on the show. He was very, very important, not only for that, you know, when he sold a bunch of records in like the late 50s and early 60s, but he was one of the most influential ad men ever. He was instrumental in bringing a lot of humor into advertising. He's won 21 Clio Awards and really shaped a lot of modern humor and is part of a generation of people in comedy that is really almost entirely gone in a way that, you know, I think that passing should be noted.
Yeah, I was listening this morning to some of his stuff on the way to work, and I was listening to his version of the Banana Boat song.
Yes.
Which sort of capitalizes on the quality that that song has that everyone is familiar with, that it involves a guy going, "Dale."
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home.
It could sound in that piece like he's making fun specifically of calypso music,
right,
which would be uncomfortable. If you didn't know that he also makes fun of easy listening, big vocal stuff that was going on at the time, and jazz, and basically everything that was popular in the time that he was making music, no matter who you were, you came in for some kind of his satire, as you said, about the style of music. It's really nice to revisit comedy that is just belly laugh oriented.
Yeah.
And our friend Glenn Weldon, who does the show with us, talks a lot about joke density.
Yeah.
And both in Who's On First and in some of the Stan Freberg stuff, you get a tremendous amount of joke density, where as you listen, you are just supposed to bust out laughing. That is the function of it. And I feel like in some ways we have given over belly laugh humor and giggle humor to people who are doing shock stuff.
Right.
Where that belly laugh or that giggle is supposed to come from the fact that they say fart.
You know what I mean? Right.
But I do like to listen again to comedy that is just giggle, laugh, goof oriented. It is not necessarily supposed to be making any grand statement.
Well, he also did a lot with radio comedy and was very interested in the idea of radio being a way to paint pictures with words, you know, in a way that we all, I think, still draw from. I also, at the same time, while he was a belly laugh oriented person, and he, among other things, made a lot of people a lot of money using belly laughs in advertising to make people remember products, he did occasionally insert commentary into his work that were, especially for their time, very groundbreaking. I mean, it's really interesting. You know, just the other day, there was this whole dust-up where Patton Oswalt was talking about Trevor Noah and had this series of tweets and all this political correctness.
Right.
This is what it's like to do comedy in 2015.
Right.
In 1957, Stan Freberg had a bit called Elderly Man River, where he was trying to perform Old Man River. And see, you're laughing. And it was Freberg was specifically commenting on network censorship.
Mm-hmm.
Old Man River, that old.
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful.
I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Say thank you, yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man, river, that elderly man.
He's commenting on what was not yet known as political correctness.
Yeah.
And people talk about, like, oh, the political correctness today, it's so terrible in 2015.
Yeah, using language so as not to offend is not a new, and the challenge of people in comedy, the distrust of people in comedy of choosing language so as not to offend is not new
it's not edgy.
And it's
so funny because I was looking at that Patton Oswalt stuff saying, God, man, it's not 1992. This is not a fresh observation. It's not 1957.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So Freeberg was a real innovator.
Yeah, and there is a bunch of Stan Freeberg stuff on Spotify if you
Absolutely.
Happen to be a person who has Spotify.
There's a box set from the late 90s called Tip of the Freeberg that's four discs. He has a classic 1961 album called Stan Freeberg Presents the United States of America, Volume 1, The Early Years. His recordings are still in print and still floating around.
Yeah, and I think we would encourage people to give a listen and see what you think. Stan Freeberg and that entire era of radio comedy, I think, is much missed. And its descendants are much admired. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda.